Hello and welcome back to another edition of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson. Joining me this week is Regional Counselor Mike Cluett. Now, Mike, a bit of a news-heavy day today with the CN Intermodal Hub project being approved by the federal government. I was wondering what your thoughts were on the approval.
It just seems that when we do these This Week in Milton's, there's always something big. The last time was the lockdown, and now it's the CN Intermodal decision. My initial reaction, obviously, is I'm disappointed in the decision that's been made of the approval. I look at it also as a conditional approval. If you read through the 49-page decision from the environment minister, there's about 350 or so conditions that have to be met before moving forward. And those conditions that have been put on in that decision was a direct result of the planning, the panel that was met the last couple of years. The previous minister, Lisa Raitt, had set this in motion. So because of all the input from local residents and the community and organizations, during that process, these conditions have now been put in place to as an approval for the CN Intermodal.
And I think that is one thing that people are missing out on, Mike. As you mentioned, if you go through the 49-page document, you'll see, as you said, hundreds of conditions that CN will have to meet. So there are still a lot of hoops the company will need to jump through to meet the criteria. I was wondering, because this is a question that I see a lot of online right now, I was wondering if you knew what is coming next.
Well, of course, we're in the early hours of the decision being made. The Halton Region legal team that represents Halton Region, the town of Milton, the town of Oakville, town of Halton Hills, and the city of Burlington, as well as Conservation Halton, are going to be reviewing the decision, and we'll be coming out with a statement or the next steps within a very short period of time. I'd like to urge residents to continue to be involved and to continue to send your comments to the Environment Minister and to our local MP, Adam Van Cuverden, about the decision, to sort of keep the pressure on. It's not fait accompli right now. The shovels aren't going to be hitting the ground anytime soon. Again, there's lots of conditions that have to be met, and there's obviously our next steps from the opposition side, from Halton Region, to take the next steps.
And of course, Mike, whenever you have a big news story like the CN Intermodal Hub being approved, we almost forget about the biggest story of the last 12 or so months, and that is being that we're still in a pandemic. We're still staying home. I know the provincial government is trying to find ways to convince people to stay home. There's a new campaign almost to get people to stay home. I was wondering if you could sort of talk about that.
When the province announced the stay-at-home order a couple of weeks ago, we've actually been able to see, if you're looking at the COVID results for Halton Region over the last couple of weeks, the numbers are beginning to go down. They're not going down as fast as we'd like them to, but they are trending in the right direction. Infection rates are going down, and that's, as a result of the stay-at-home order. People are staying at home. More people are complying with it. We know it's difficult for a lot of people because a lot of people still have to go to work. We're just asking that, eliminate any unnecessary travel within the community. Always ask yourself the question, do I really need to go out? And if the answer is yes, head to that location and come straight back and limit your contacts with other people. We're asking people also to to please go outside and be with your family in your household and exercise outside. Today is a lovely, beautiful day with sunshine, and it'd be a good opportunity for people to go out. If you can't maintain that 6-foot distance, please wear a mask and to continue to be as healthy as possible from a mental health standpoint as a physical standpoint.
And Mike, before I let you go, I know that you are a father of a daughter who's currently going through virtual learning. I know your son as well is in college going through virtual learning. Earlier this week, you referred to yourself jokingly, obviously, as the principal of the house with the announcement of Halton sort of staying in this virtual learning mode for a little bit longer. I was wondering what your thoughts were on how everything is going with the virtual learning.
It seems to be going pretty well. One of the things, my daughter, who's 12, this is great news, being with her friends, obviously. And we do as best as we can to give her the opportunity to, you know, be online and chat with her friends before and after school, as she would be doing in person. One of the obvious things, I also have a 20-year-old who goes to college and is doing his courses online. It's the bandwidth in the house that gets sucked up every throughout the day and leading to some issues. But other than that, it seems to be going really well. I'm really hoping that the numbers continue to go down in Halton, and the kids can go back to school in their learning environment where I think they should be. But hats off to the teachers for doing what they're doing. They're doing a fantastic job given the circumstances that we're in.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on here, Mike. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Take care, everybody. Be safe.
All right. That was Regional Counselor for Ward 3, Milton's Ward 3, Mike Cluett. It's always an eventful time when we have Mike on. It seems like we always have some major news story to talk about. Last time was the lockdown. This time is the CN Intermodal Hub. As we head into the next week, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. We're about 30 episodes into this sort of makeshift mini podcast that we started doing here at MyFM. It started out as a conversation with Milton, Mayor and Krantz, and it sort of snowballed into one of our most consistently clicked articles that we put out on a weekly basis. So it's, I appreciate everyone who tunes in, who listens. I know it's 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 or 7 minutes out of your day, but thank you so much for listening. That's really all I have to say about that. I'm kind of just rambling on at this point. I don't really have much of a script in front of me. So anyway, I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.